I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so excited that you are here with us and tuning in. We got a great, great, fun show, as always. Every week I'm like, this is going to be such an awesome show. And hopefully they are, and you enjoy them, and that's why you are listening today. But I'm in studio with Rachel Hadley. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And so we have a wonderful word this week, I think. It's one of those words that it's just a warm, fuzzy word. Our weekly winning word is heritage. Doesn't that kind of just give you the warm fuzzies? It's like
heritage,
legacy, heritage. Yep. I don't know. It's like when you think of that word, you know somebody worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a heritage, there's some hard work behind that.
Right, right.
And you guys have an amazing story with your family business, Home Solutions. And hey, you guys, your weekly winning resource comes out every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. in your inbox. It helps you to prepare for your week, get you focused, get you motivated, hopefully share some information, and also a fun little weekly challenge. And that's one of the ways that we help you achieve your goals and dreams and just get you started out on the right foot. And then, of course, on the radio show, we talk about it. We kind of elaborate on it a little bit, if you will. So we're going to be discussing heritage today. So, Rachel, your dad actually founded your business,
he
right?
He did. He founded Illinois Home Solutions Mold Restoration, but it didn't always start out as just a mold restoration company. It actually started out as a remodel company in the Peoria, Washington area. And during some of their projects, he found that they were just running into mold all the time, and then they'd have to stop their remodel project so that somebody else could come in and remediate the mold. And then they would start back up, say perhaps weeks later, and with a smaller budget after the mold restoration and everything. So he decided that, well, let's just do mold too. And so they went through all the certifications and got all the tools and the materials and everything. And then it just kind of evolved into, instead of so much of a remodeling company, more of just a mold restoration company. So it's really cool how then my brother started working with them. And then a couple years later, I started working there also. And then now our dad is mostly retired, and Mason and I are just kind of carrying on his legacy and keeping everything going. And it's really cool being able to work with our family.
I bet. And I mean, you and Mason, before I say this, I need to know, how many years are you apart? Who's the oldest?
Sure. I am 4 years older than he is. So
okay.
In high school, as I left, he was a freshman. So we didn't really have so much overlapping time in school or anything, but it was the perfect distance, I feel like.
And is it just the two of you, or do you have another sibling?
Nope, just the two of you.
Because I always think, man, they could almost be twins.
Oh.
And so, see, that's good.
We do
on your
get
part,
that pretty
you're
often.
You're 4 years older than him, so that's a compliment,
Thank
right?
You.
You're like, oh, man. No, so, and we mean, Mason, that Rachel looks younger, you don't look older.
Thank you. Well, whenever we do, Snapchat has like a face swap filter. So whenever we do the face swap filter, it's really entertaining.
Oh, gosh. It's probably kind of creepy.
It looks like two people who are exactly the same, except Mason's wearing a lot of makeup and I have a
hilarious
faux hawk or something.
That's hilarious. So now you and your brother are kind of running the business, and your dad, I think of legacy, but heritage. In fact, the definition of heritage is something handed down from one's ancestors or the past as a characteristic, a culture, tradition, etc. And I feel like heritage has so much to do with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message I really want you guys, if you're listening, to hear. It's like, when you think about heritage, it can really motivate you to make sure you fulfill your purpose, right? Like
right.
Your dad, he's got this, and now he's reaping the fruits of his labor.
And right, right. Well, and what you leave behind or your heritage is oftentimes, like you said, it's your purpose, but it's your why a lot of times, too. I'm sure that the whole reason our dad was working so hard and, as you said earlier, blood, sweat, and tears into this business, it was for me and Mason. I'm sure of it. And Mason's the same way. He's got a little girl, Layla, my niece. She's fantastic. And I know
who loves you to pieces.
Oh, she does.
I mean, Sheila's like, we brought her to one of our business network meetings. And she just sat in your lap for like 3 hours and fell asleep.
Oh, she's fantastic. But that's Mason's why, you know, and my family is my reason why I do everything and why we work so hard and why we do everything that we do in our business and continuing our father's legacy. It's really cool.
And, you know, and this is where you are today. We were talking about that before we started recording the show. It's like, sometimes we can start getting so wrapped up in, oh my goodness, I don't even know what my purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
But start where you are.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you're learning what you need to learn by being a part of the family business right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that has, whether or not you're here 20 years from now or something leads you, you are where you're supposed to be learning what you need
right.
to learn.
Right.
Doing what you're supposed to. So it starts right here.
Right. And that's how we grew up too, is we, you know, our dad was building houses and stuff when we were little kids, and we were just always around it all of the time. So we did, we kind of just started where we were. We had experience in, you know, how a house is built and what goes into that. And you know, if you're going to remodel something here, we've seen countless remodels and countless homes built and things like that, just because of our family, because our dad did it all the time. And it was just really cool to be able to see all of that stuff. And then now it's a big part of, it's our careers now too. It's what we do for a living. So it's neat that just all came from our family. And then my grandpa, my dad's dad, he owned a business, and he was a clockmaker. So we watched him work hard for his family and just do all of that and own his own business, and it just kind of has been in our family forever.
And you know, and it doesn't have to be a business owner. Legacies
right.
don't have to be about
right.
owning. But as you're saying that, I got chills, and I just think of other fields, if you will, because you think about like a doctor, right? You see
right.
that handed down. So
mm-hmm.
lots of times, a parent who's a doctor, their child becomes a doctor,
right.
and their child becomes a doctor, and it's like, it's just kind of that legacy. It's what you're mm-hmm. around. It's what you know,
right? And becomes that inspiration for the rest of your life sometimes.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to necessarily be as a business owner,
right?
But
right.
it is important. Legacy is important, maybe one of the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk more about the word legacy when we get back. Stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. We're so happy that you're here and hope you are enjoying what you're learning so far and listening to Rachel Hadley of Illinois Home Solutions, their family business. And we're talking about our weekly winning word, which is heritage. Now, this is our weekly winning quote that's in the Success Planner and Journal. And it says, it is not the honor that you take with you, but the heritage you leave behind. Now, I thought that was interesting because we always talk about honor, 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 right?
Right.
Now, for those of us that have a spiritual mindset, we believe, you know, that there's a commandment that says, honor your parents,
mm-hmm.
right? So we
mm-hmm.
think that honoring your parents is something that we should just do because that's what a commandment says.
Right.
You do it. But it's funny because when you think about heritage and honor, you can almost maybe put them together, except
right.
for it says your honor doesn't go with you. So your dad may enjoy the honor
right.
while he's here,
mm-hmm.
but what he leaves is more the heritage.
Right.
That's what continues to go
mm-hmm.
after he's gone.
Right.
And so I find that so cool that you guys are continuing, you and your brother continuing the heritage in this small family business.
Yeah.
So, of course, when we talk about that, we have to kind of talk about maybe, Rachel, some of the pros and cons. You're working with your little brother.
Right, right.
And, of course, your dad had to teach you guys the ropes, too, so he had to have some tough conversations. So, from a perspective of that family business, what are some of the pros and cons when it comes to working together so closely? So you can start wherever you want to, but sure. Help us understand how we can learn from you guys on how you get through some tough times.
Well, I think that the core of what makes us get along so well is that I know how Mason operates and I know how my dad operates. And if I think to myself, okay, well, I need to present this idea or I have a problem with this or I don't like how this happened, then I need to find the best way to communicate that without, you know, hurting feelings or without being bossy. And that's the other thing, I have to know myself. I have a tendency or had when I was a child a tendency to be bossy. So it's, you have to know yourself and know your family well enough and then just hone in on that communication skill. It's all about how you deliver something and your tone and just making sure that that you're communicating things to the in the best way possible so that the other person can receive it in the best way possible. So I think that that's really how we can get along so well, is that I know how Mason ticks and I know how my dad ticks, and if I need to say something, that's, I cater it to their personalities specifically. So I think that that's where a lot of people might run into problems in working with family, is that they know the buttons to push if they want to, and it, just really avoiding those pushy buttons and it, making sure that everybody is on the same page and just really has a common goal for everything, and avoiding those buttons to be pushed, because we've grown up with these people forever and that would be a really easy thing to do. But that's how we get along really well. That's one of probably one of the biggest questions that we get is, oh, how's it working with your sister or how's it working with your brother? But truly, I love it and I wouldn't have it any other way, because on the flip side, my brother knows exactly how I tick and what bothers me and what doesn't. And it makes it also to where we can just really vent to one another. And, you know, if something's really bothering me, Mason can say, you know what, this kind of thing just always really bothers you, and it shouldn't. And I'm like, you're right, this shouldn't really bother
you
me.
You mean you tell your brother he's right?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, you have to just be able to be like, you're right, you know, or if he thinks that one thing it needs to be done, and I'm like, I don't know if we should do that, and then, well, I think it should be done this way because blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah, you're right, I guess. You know, and it's just having that give and take and being able to admit when you're wrong or admit when, and not have it always be a competition either. Because I feel like also when you're growing up, who has the more Christmas presents or who, you know, has the better layup in basketball or whatever, you know, it can be a kind of a competition. But knowing that you have the same goal and just really working together and making sure that that's a priority is important whenever you've got family that you're working directly with all day, every day.
That common goal. Yes. Keep coming back to the common goal.
Right.
There's a lot at stake.
Right.
So you got to put that little bickering mm-hmm. out the window. You can't let that
right
step. And I think so many times, you know, when we are working towards our goals, whatever they are, We don't see those little small things that can mm-hmm. tear something down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the pinholes,
right?
If you will,
right?
That really end up deflating the tire,
right?
You know, that's
exactly.
Over time, it's like you don't see it, but little by little,
mm-hmm.
it can escalate. So catching those,
yeah,
you know,
and then also just another con would be just turning your work brain off. If we have a family dinner or something like that, it's really easy to just want to talk about work all the time, because, well, you're in the same room with the people that it's like going to dinner every night with your coworkers and, you know, and being able to kind of separate that personal and business. And I mean, it's just natural to talk about work anyway, but to be able to kind of split those two things and be like, okay, this is family time, not work time, and just kind of shut it off. I feel like a husband and wife team might have that same issue. You know, if a husband and wife were working together and then going home at night, it would be, in my opinion, it would be really difficult, even more so probably, to just kind of shut work off and move it out. And I'm sure if anybody listening has experience with working with a spouse or something, they can relate. So,
but you have to.
Yeah.
The point is that what you're saying is that could become a real issue if you mm-hmm. don't. And I was, you know who I was sitting here thinking about? It's maybe your sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she's like, okay, can we talk about something else?
Exactly.
You guys, Illinois Home Solutions?
Exactly. And it's really funny that you say that, because whenever we have, because Mason, I feel like Mason and my dad like to talk about work a lot. I mean, it's their lives, so of course they like to talk about that. But sometimes we'll be at a cookout or something, and me and my sister-in-law, Chelsea, and my mom will be sitting around, and we're like, the girls just want to have a good time and the guys are still talking about work. Can we like cool it for a minute? And so it's funny that you mentioned her, because that conversation
well, right.
has happened.
Because I'm
know?
Sure she's like, okay, mm-hmm. enough talk about Illinois Home Solutions. Hello. We have other things happening here.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I could totally see mm-hmm. That. And like you said too, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment because we're running out of time, but your mom, she
yeah.
has a whole other career of her own too,
oh, yeah.
which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
But
and it's totally different.
And the heritage.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, let's talk a little bit about parenting skills.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heritage.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you don't have to own a business to leave a heritage.
Oh, exactly.
We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Hey everybody, welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so happy that you are tuning in this awesome Sunday morning. We're having a great, great conversation with Rachel Hadley, one of the owners of Illinois Home Solutions. As you've been listening, it's a family business, and we're just talking about our weekly winning word, heritage. Such a great, great word. But I just, you know, really want to put that emphasis on how heritage really is and can be a part of your purpose. And that's what it's all about. We are here at I've Decided to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be, because we believe that your dreams really are part of your purpose. And then from there, you set goals. And we want to help you accomplish those goals and move you in the right direction. And so we want to just give a huge shout out to all of you, all of our community members, and especially all of our business members who are a part of I've Decided and a part of our tribe. And it's because of all of them that we're able to bring the show to you every Sunday morning and share about successes, stories, and talk to our awesome business members like Rachel of Illinois Home Solutions and
yeah.
kind of get to know everybody and who's a part of our community and how we can help you. And so we've been discussing, obviously, Rachel, your family business.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to shift gears a little bit, because I know there's people listening and they're like, well, how can I leave behind a heritage? I don't own my own business. You know, I work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job. How's that a heritage? Or maybe that full-time mom, who, by the way, is the hardest full-time job on the planet.
Right.
That's, you have multiple full-time jobs when you are a full-time mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like compared to working 3 full-time jobs, I think.
Right.
And the most important thing you could potentially do, especially when it comes to heritage. So I love you and Mason. I love your relationship. And I know that the heritage that your parents, the parenting, you know, let's just talk about parenting skills.
Right.
And that heritage that you can hand down.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not a parent, but I very fondly remember things that have been taught to me. And I think that everything that you do and everything that you teach is part of your heritage or part of what you leave behind. So, I mean, I remember any time I walk through an airport, for example, I remember whenever Mason and I were young, we would get off of the airplane and I don't remember if it was my mom or my dad or both who would say, okay, navigate us through the airport. Where do we go? We need to go get our bags. Show me where to go. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and I don't know how old I was, maybe 8 or something. And so I told them where we were going to go. And then so as an adult, when I was traveling by myself, I knew exactly where to go. I didn't have to stop and ask anybody any questions. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I knew where to look, where to go, what to do in an airport that I had never been in before. And I think it was Dallas Airport even, which is gigantic. And I just remember as I was moving through that airport thinking, my mom and dad taught me this, and I'm so grateful for that and so grateful to be able to know where I'm going and know what I'm doing. Or, for example, when I'm talking with my brother, I know that my parents at one point said, Rachel, you don't need to be so bossy, or you need to teach your brother these things, and or you need to communicate better, or whatever it was. And I very frequently, as I'm just living life, I think back of my parents taught me that, or my dad taught me that, or my mom taught me that. And it's just a really cool thing to think back on. And that never dies. That's so a part of heritage and just everything that you teach everybody and how you act and what you do, or just knowledge in general that you leave behind is all part of that.
You said your mom said your brother already has a mom.
Yes. He doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to.
And it was like, that was the light bulb. And I remember that quote like it was yesterday. And it's really funny that I'm 31 years old now. And I still remember my mom telling me that, or my dad. I don't remember. Or it was probably both. I'm sure that I heard that multiple times. But it's a huge part of how me and Mason's relationship evolved. And now I know, like, oh, okay, well, I don't need to be bossy. I can ask him to go get me a glass of water, you know, or whatever.
Does he ever remind you now? Does he ever use that line? I don't need a second mom, Rachel.
Not so much. He doesn't ever remind me, though. I'm sure that every now and then he thinks that. But I feel like we've just honed in our skills of communicating to one another, which has all been taught by our parents. They taught us how to communicate with one another and how to communicate with other people, or if we have a problem with something, how to deal with it. And I know that if we ever had a question on anything, then we'd be able to pick up the phone and call either one of them and ask them, you know, hey, I have this issue. How do I deal with it? Or even just to vent and say, I have this issue and I dealt with it this way and it made me really mad, or this fantastic thing happened and I want to tell you all about it. And just being able to, it's a really cool thing. I'm really grateful for that heritage in our family.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. And I want to just, I know this is kind of on a little sidebar, but I really want to emphasize the parenting and the heritage that you can leave behind by really teaching your kids how to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, someone once said to me, and I took this to heart with my own two daughters, and it is something you can ask them. We take it very seriously, mm-hmm. is how they speak to each other. So I never allowed them to say, go get me this or do that, right? It was always, no, you ask your sister nicely, you say please and thank you. Mm-hmm. So how do you treat your sibling is how you're going to treat other people outside of your home. And that's a heritage.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. And you can't. Oh, I remember what they said. They said, you cannot expect. I was at a parenting class, actually, at Hearts at Home Conference. Mm-hmm. This was a parenting class that I went to when my kids were younger. And they said, you cannot expect to let your kids behave at home and speak to each other in a manner that you don't want them to speak to other people outside your home.
Right.
Because how they treat each other is going to be reflective of how they treat other people.
Right. I agree 1,000%.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we take too seriously, well, it's at home, we should be able to say anything we want to each other. And it's a comfortable environment, you know, and they should be able to express themselves and get mad or whatever. And that's true. But you can do it with kind words.
And in a respectful way,
because I've actually witnessed other families who there's the kids were so brutal to each other. Mm-hmm. It hurts.
Right.
It leaves lifetime scars.
It does.
Like what your siblings say to you, mm-hmm. I think.
I agree.
So that's a good heritage, just on a side note.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely agree. And it's just, like you said, it's all about what you teach your children. You don't have to have a family business to leave a heritage behind. Everything that you teach your kids or even if you don't have kids, everything that you teach other people, your friends and your other family members or nieces and nephews, and just everything that you do and say and teach is part of your heritage and what you leave behind.
Your kids are your heritage.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they're going to do after you're gone, you mm-hmm. know, is your heritage. So good. Good stuff. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. So happy that you are tuning in this Sunday morning, and we are talking all about heritage. That's our weekly winning word this week, and talking to Rachel Hadley, one of the owners of her family business. Her and her brother are kind of running the show these days, but dad's still involved, but mostly mm-hmm. retired. Mm-hmm. And so just a great story that you've been sharing with us, and great insight, Rachel. So thankful that you've been with us today.
And, thank you.
Sharing your family heritage, if you will. And we were talking about, you know, the heritage of not just owning your own business, but heritage is something that your children are your heritage,
right.
How you raise them, how they grow up, what they do. They can be a heritage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also your impact on society.
Right.
The heritage that when you fulfill your purpose, you're creating a heritage mm-hmm. for other people in our community and in our society.
Right. And like people like creators and like Steve Jobs left behind a heritage. We use it every day, you know, and it's any creator can leave behind that and has an impact on society and just how you treat people. And
yeah, so that. Good. Heritage is such a good word. I don't know. I can't. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Illinois Home Solutions, because
yeah.
I find it interesting that your dad started in kind of the remodel, but then mm-hmm. he molded. Oh, I just said molded. How? No pun intended.
Right.
He evolved over into the mold mm-hmm. or molded over into the mold area. And of course, now we know, though, the impact that mold has on our health.
Right.
It can be so dangerous to mm-hmm. our health. And so I did want to just make sure the listeners got a good idea of how you guys can be of service to them.
Sure.
So you do free inspections, right?
Yes. Yeah. We do free inspections and estimates for homeowners. We can usually get out within the next day or the following day to check everything out. We offer financing options now even, which is really cool. That's something, you know, like you said, everything's always constantly evolving. So we're always offering more services and more convenient ways to make our services available to our clients.
Yeah, because if you got mold in your house, you want
right.
to get it out. And insurance doesn't always cover that, correct?
A lot of times it doesn't. And I was actually talking with my insurance agent the other day, and I was like, why is it that they don't cover this? And their opinion is that it's if there's a leak or something like that that has caused the mold, that somebody has let the moisture problem go long enough for mold to happen. So from an insurance perspective, they kind of think, oh, okay, well, this thing happened, this leak happened or whatever, and it was neglected, and it's not part of the original problem that the mold came about. So some insurance companies cover that. I think there's like an addendum or something like that that you can sign and have that included in there, which I'm not an insurance expert or anything, but I always thought that it was kind of interesting and unfortunate that that a lot of companies don't cover that, because I mean, come on, I don't go in my crawl space every two months to make sure.
You don't even know.
Right. Exactly.
That it could be between the walls or underneath right. the cabinet mm-hmm. or something that you don't see very
right.
regularly that
right.
you could have mold and not even realize it.
Right. So we run into that all the time, where somebody will be like, hey, I'm selling my house and I want to just double check and make sure that everything's good. And then we go in there and we find that they're a mold sandwich and that there's mold in the crawl space and mold in the attic and all of that. Sometimes it's all clear, which, and we, of course, we don't charge anything if we find everything's all clear.
You check the air? Is that how you determine, how do you know?
We do visual inspections, but then we also have the ability to do a swab test, so to test an actual surface to see if there's mold present there. And then we can also test the air as well. So a combination of all of those pieces are a big part of our inspections.
Yeah. So how would someone get in touch with you if they feel like they have a mold issue or they want to look into it or they already know they got some issues going on in their crawl space or in their basement or in their attic and they just kind of been avoiding it?
Right. We're always
that
happy to help.
That might be me. May or not be me. I don't know.
But. Well, and it's always better just to know so that, well, in that way too, if you have an active leak or something, it's good to know about it. So at least you can stop that to keep it from getting worse. But to contact us, our phone number is 309-444-3444. There's a lot of fours in there, so I'll repeat it. It's 309-444-3444 or at our website at www.illinoishs.com. It's Illinois spelled out, hs.com.
That's awesome. And we just love having you guys as a resource of I've Decided.
Thanks.
And not because obviously what you do is awesome. You helped us out at the garden.
Yeah.
And where we have our corporate office, our resource center, we have our meetings and networking and all that good stuff out there. But you helped us remedy some mold issues. That building had been sitting empty.
Yeah.
For like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously you guys have come to our rescue. And so we can speak highly of you on that aspect too. But I just, the main reason, you know, that I wanted to share today is that heritage, you know, and talking about heritage, I knew you would be great.
Oh,
I get to see firsthand you and Mason and how you react to each other. And then of course I got to meet your dad last year.
Yes.
And I met him first, and he's like, oh, I'm going to make sure you know Rachel and Mason because they're the ones who are going to be participating in I've Decided and showing up for this. I'm retiring.
Yeah, he was excited to retire and kind of, and he's really still very involved, you know, and whenever we need him, he steps in and helps us out, which is fantastic. So he's never very far away, which is awesome. So we really enjoy that he's still around and still a big part of our company.
Sure. That's great. He's definitely someone who's obviously left a good heritage. And again, like we said, it's not just a heritage isn't about just handing down a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's your story.
Right.
But hey,
among
guys,
other things.
Yeah. But they also, your parents, we discussed, handed down a heritage of good parenting.
Yeah.
Good parenting skills are a heritage, I think.
I agree.
And then obviously, you know, getting busy on your purpose, you know, you have a dream in your heart, you know, you do, it's there and you just got to get started on it. You got to start moving in the direction and we want to invite you to join our community at I've Decided, because if you're not sure where to start, if you just have the idea, but you're not sure where to go with it, then, you know, come see us, stop by the garden. Check us out at ivedecided.org and we can help you. We can move you in the right direction and get you connected and start the process of you achieving your goals. Rachel, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for
really
having me.
Really appreciate it. All right, guys, we'll be back next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?